While there may be some agreement at the State House on the health care policies that need to be addressed this year, there's a lot of disagreement on how to pay for these programs. Calais Representative Janet Ansel is the chairwoman of the House Ways and Means Committee. Her panel has spent a lot of time reviewing the governor's payroll tax plan. She says some committee members question if there's a direct link between the money that's used to increase Medicaid reimbursement rates and reductions in private health care premiums.
But I think the bigger concerns have been more in this question about whether the money goes back in an equitable way to the people who pay it. And we're still looking at it. I know people want me to say it's dead. It's not. It's actually still alive in the committee.
Chittenden Senator Tim Ash is the chairman of the Senate Finance Committee. He says most businesses will be losers under the governor's plan. He also has a fundamental concern with the proposal.
There are some of us who are somewhat worried that this proposal, when we think about it in terms of our health care economy, it feeds the beast. Some of us would like to put the beast on a diet. And so we're still unconvinced that this isn't just adding more dollars into a system that we're actually, I think, almost unanimous across the legislature in saying needs to be reined in.
Some lawmakers want to pay for these health care programs by imposing a tax on sugar-sweetened beverages. Last year, the House Ways and Means Committee rejected this approach on a 6-5 vote. Representative Ansel thinks the tax makes a lot of sense.
I continue to support it, understand the connection between sugar-sweetened beverages and health care. And to me, that connection makes a difference to people. But it's certainly an uphill battle in my committee.
Senator Ash says he's reluctant to tie future health care spending to a revenue source that will likely decline in the coming years as fewer people consume these products. Ash says there's also a geographical concern.
We also have a Senate that has at least half of its members along the New Hampshire border who have great concerns about whether the revenues would really come in quite as anticipated as people can go and buy several cases of soda in New Hampshire and then come back, things like that.
The House Ways and Means Committee is expected to make a decision about how to raise money for these health care programs in the next few weeks. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.